Today's shir is Becharis Daf Mem Tes. Becharis Mem Tes. This week's Ian shir will Bezrat Hashem be tomorrow night. Won't be tonight. I have a different shir I have to give tonight. So Bezrat Hashem tomorrow night will be the Ian shir. I think the topic will be Hezek. Isser Hezek, Chiyuv Hezek, related to yesterday's Daf of Milva Haksuva Batorah. The topic of Hezek, that will be Bezrat Hashem tomorrow night. Okay, again, and this week's shiurim are sponsored by Badia and Eddie Jacobs, Lili Nishmas, Dr. Chuck Feldman, model of dedication to family, community, and Torah education, Yehi Zichro Baruch, and we thank them for their sponsorship. Okay, so says the Mishnah. We are in the middle of the Mishnah on Mem Chayos Mevayis. As I mentioned, these are Mishnah is deep into the topic of Pidyon HaBen, which is the topic of this parak, the eighth parak of Maseches Bechoros, and we continue with discussions of Sveikos. If there are mix-ups between the children, was the money given yet? Was the money not given yet to the Kohen? How many fathers? How many mothers? So all the different permutations are mentioned in the Mishnah. So we are on Mem Ches Amid Beis, right in the middle of the Mishnah, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Shtei Nashim. I think we'll start with that. Shtei with by the Oz Dalid of the Ein Mishpat. Shtei Nashim shel Shnei Nashim shel Bichru. Two wives of two different men. They both have not had a Bichar yet. V'yoldu Beis Zacharim, and they each had a baby boy, and they get mixed up, so you don't know whose is whose. That's okay. Zenosin Chamesh Shlam LeKohen. Zenosin Chamesh Shlam LeKohen. They each give five Shlam to the Kohen, because they're each Chayiv, and it doesn't matter that they don't know which is which. Mace echan mehem betosh loshim, but if one of them died within 30 days, so then the one that's left is also a kohen, but now you don't is also a bechor, but you don't know whose son it is. So im lekohen echan asnu, if they gave they each had given their chamish lam to the same kohen, and they gave it obviously before 30 days. They didn't have to give it then, but let's say they did give it then, and as we said that they said that it should be chal only after 30 days. Because if it's b'chal before 30 days, then it doesn't work. So if they said that, so then yachzlem chamesh slime. So if they gave it to one kohen, so then that kohen has to give back to them five slime, and they split it. They split out the extra five slime. Im l'shnei kohanim nasdu, but if they had given their five slime to two different kohanim, einan yecholim lahotzi miyadam, they can't take it. They can't take it because they each go to one kohen, and he would say, no, I have the five slime from the live boy, and my friend, the other guy has, and they each doche. So therefore, the Kohanim can keep it. So we'll talk about that case, Bezrat Hashem in the Gemara. Zachar and Akeva, but if two women who did not have a firstborn yet, each had a baby, but one had a male, one had a female, Havos Baturin, the fathers are Pater, because they each Katina, they each could claim that, I didn't have a Bechar, I had a Nekeva first. We said yesterday, isn't there also a Suffolk Isser involved, a Suffolk Mitzvah Pidyon? No, we said the Achronim say that Mitzvah Pidyon is dependent on the Mitzvah's Dine Mamanis. And once the Dine Mamanis exists, disappears, so then the Mitzvah disappears as well. So if it's Achron Nekeva, everybody's Pater. But the kid, he doesn't know who his father is, but the kid is a Bechar. So v'haben chayav liftos as atzma. When the child gets older, he has to be poda himself. And maybe, as the Rama quoted yesterday, he'll put the silver plate around his neck to remind the world that he still has to redeem himself.
So how does that work?
But he knows he's for sure a bechor. Both mothers do not have a bechor yet. So he knows he's a Bechar. He just doesn't know who the fathers are pater, because each of the fathers could say it's the other father that had the firstborn. But the kid is for sure a firstborn. So the kid has to pay the five shlam when he gets older.
So the father, it's a purely mamonos issue. And for the son,
For the son, it's a vadai. It's not a question that the son's also mamonos and pidyon, but the son, it's a vadai. The father, it's a suffik mamon, but the son, it's a vadai mamon. Okay, Vaiter, continuing. Shtei nekevos v'zachar, or shtei nekevos v'shnei zacharim, in a case where it could be that there was no firstborn boy born, it could have been females, ain't koran lekohen klum, then's nothing. And there even the kid is pater, because the kid is a safek, he might not be a bechar either. Okay, achas becha v'achas shelo bechra, shel shnei anashim. Next case, two women, one had a firstborn, one didn't have a firstborn, of two different men, shel shnei anashim. So, v'yoldu shnei zacharim, so two males are born, one of them is a bechar, one of them is not a bechar. but you don't know who the father is. Zeshalo Bichra, Ishto. I'm saying you don't know which one, but you know there were two males born, so the one whose wife didn't have a baby yet, didn't have a firstborn yet, you know that he has to pay, even though you don't know which one it is. Zeshalo Bichra, Ishto, Nosin Chamesh Shalom LaKohen. The one who didn't have a firstborn yet, he has to give five shalom to the Kohen, because he Vaday had a firstborn son, he just doesn't know which one it is. It's okay. It's not ma'akev which baby you put on the silver tray. Right? So that's not ma'akev. You can put both, you can put neither. As long as you have, the father has in mind that my bechor, wherever he is in the world, will be nifta with this chamishla, and that's good enough. Zachar unekeva in kan lekoin klum. If it's a male and a female were born, so then the kohen gets nothing, because the father, whose wife did not have the firstborn, could say, well, my wife had the girl first, had the girl. And the other one, because they had the boys, therefore there might not be any chiyuv of Bukhar at all, and therefore there's a p'tur. Good, finishing the cases of the Mishnah. Now we continue. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is commenting. Rashi knows there are a lot of cases in the Mishnah, so you're not sure which case the Gemara's question is on. Rashi is the greatest teacher in Jewish history. So Rashi says, "Umi beis avos shakal." We're talking about a case of two fathers. Two fathers and two kohanim. So, maishna shnei kohanim. Why in the case where the money was already given to two different kohanim? The azli legabe hayo matchile, vaz legabe hayo matchile. Remember the case? The two fathers gave, and then one of the kids dies within 30 days. So the Mishnah said, if it was given to one kohen, the one kohen gives back the five slime, and if it was given to two kohanim, then tough luck. Tough luck on the two fathers, because each kohen could say, no, the other one has the money from the boy who died. So ask the Gemara, why, if there are two kohanim, do we say they each could be docha each other to the other one? Kohen echanami. Even by one kohen, nami, lezil legabei hai velitche, velezil legabei hai velitche. Each one of them should be able to, even by one kohen, each person that comes, he would say, no, your son was the one that is still alive, and therefore I don't have to give it back to you. Right? So why can't, just like the same argument works by two kohanim, why can't it work by one kohen? Right? That one kohen should be able to say, right, your son is alive, and therefore I don't have to give it back to you. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel answers, Bibaba harsha'a. Right, the case that we must be talking about is that one kohen comes with a harsha'a. Basically, harsha'a is a power of attorney. It's more than shlichus. We can't spend this could be another topic of a daf be'in shir, but not for now. The main sugya, the main we showed and discussed this in Baba Kama daf ayin. Baba harsha'a. It's where one of the kohenim gives the power of attorney to the other one. So if this one kohen comes this one father comes to the Kohen and says, well, you have to give me five slime. Mimanashach, either it's mine or either it's my friend's. That works only though by one Kohen. By two Kohen, and they can still say, Lav Baldvar Didi Atz. That must be the case of the Mishnah. Meaning, Enachinami, says the Gemara, if you wouldn't be Ba Bar Shah, even one Kohen would be able to be Doche. But here we're talking about a case of Ba Behar Shah. The Ma'arid Al-Ghazi here suggests, why didn't the Gemara say that we're talking about a case where one father gave pidyon on behalf of his own son and his friend's son? There also, you don't have to come up with the case of Baba Harshoah. Just a case, I'm allowed to give pidyon for you if I know my friend who just had a bachar is poor. I could give the pidyon for him, five slime, on his behalf. Zachin la'adam. So it could do that. So why did the Gemara suggest? But the Gemara had to come up with a case of Baba Harsha. Why didn't it come up with a case where one father is paying, and therefore one father is the one that's doing the business with the kohen, and when the one kohen comes back, he would have to give. He would have to give one of the sets of five shalom back. That's the Ma'arid al-Ghazi's question. Amaylo muki l'mastisun k'sha'av echa nasan lo asar aslam avur shneihem. Ta yacholitos b'no shel chaver shlomi daito. Kimo gabi truma. Just like my truma. Right? V'shuv yacholitvam imanavshach. And then he can be tovei again imanavshach and get his five shlom back. Says the Rashi's Bikurim to answer this question of Ma'arid al-Ghazi. Now it still can't give that okimta. First of all, it's dachuk to say that that's what happens here. So the Gemara doesn't say that. Chad ducha lok mehkach. Right? If you want to say it's two different kohanim and one allowed the other one to go and now collect the hay slime back, that's fine. But it's a little more dachuk to say that one kohen paid in the first place for one father paid in the first place to on behalf of both. Okay, number one. But then he says even lumdus wise it wouldn't work. Because what happens conceptually when one father goes and pays the 10 shleim for his own son and for his friend's son? Conceptually, what happens? The other father is totally out of the picture? The other father is not involved at all? So then the other father is not doing the mitzvah. So how could you make a shliach to do that? He's making a shliach to forego the mitzvah of pidyon haben? No. You know how it works? If I'm paying on behalf of my bachar or my friend's bachar, you know how that works in lumdus? There's a split second in halachic time that the five shlam that's working on behalf of my friend, the kohen is mezakeh it to the friend, basically, and then gives it back, and then takes it back. Or else there wouldn't be a mitzvah. There has to be a nesina that's done on behalf of each and every father. You have to say that. You can't say, says the Rishis Bikurim, that there's no the other father's out of the picture. And therefore, it's not going to work, even if he comes and pays for two, because he could still say it as if two fathers are coming. I read it. Lefia nira ofen a pidyon kachu shakoin zoche tchila b'hachamei shloim avur avi haben v'achar kach la'atzmo v'afilu eino meforish memela kachu didashneim u sheyehei b'ofen amoil. You have to say this works, and he says v'kein muchrach. You have to say this. Why? Lefia mavur das kama poskim d'gabei pidyon haben. Ein ikur hamivukash kabolas hakohen bilvad. The ikur of the mitzvah, the focus isn't just the kohen getting the money, but it's the father giving the money. Rak im nesina saaf shalav hamitzvah mutelas. As we mentioned yesterday from the Rashba, what the Rashba say? Remember, the mitzvah chof, the real mitzvah is on the father. And even if you have a case where there's a machokes, the father says I want to pay, and the son says I want to pay, that case is not discussed, I don't think, in the Gemara. Similar case we're going to have later, but here's a case where they both want to pay, so then the father wins, because it's his mitzvah, and it's never paka. If he doesn't do it, then the son has to do it. But really, the father's mitzvah continues. We're going to get to a Rishon that argues with that today. But that is the, that's what the Rishon Bikurim quotes from the Rishonim. So it's the father's mitzvah. Im kein, ma yoel, ma shachaviru nosein, kivan she'in ha-mitzvah mutelas alav. And he says, I'll tell you what about my truma? If I'm offering truma for you and I give it to the Kohen, that's also, the real owner's totally out of the picture? Then you're taking away his mitzvah. Why would you be allowed to do that? Why would halacha have an institution that allows a person to forego doing a mitzvah? He says, no, it can't be, it must be there too. That vim isa, the mitzvah, enim mitzvah, says, klala balakri, mas chusuze, zachalam shlobafanav, so you can be mafresh for him. That's not his chus, taking away his mitzvah. So it must be that no, it's considered as if he did it. Masha chaver, pocher, momono, hariyatas charbev seido, shemafsid beiz mitzvah, safrashav and asina, the hefsid mitzvah, logara, mehefsid mamon. And therefore, you cannot explain the Mishnah, he says, in a way where one father pays for both, because in that case, the coin would still be able to say, each person looked at separately, because conceptually that's how it works. So that's beautiful. Rishis Bikurim, Rev Weinberg again, Daf Mem Ches Beis. Yeah.
So if you knew which Ben died first,
if you knew which, and
one father gave on behalf of both of them.
Okay, if you knew which Ben died first,
and the father, who
but then you know. But the question is, did the guy pay first his own? If he gave a package, he says, "Here's 10 slime for our two bechorim." So still, you don't know which came first. You don't know which of the five slime came first.
Saying the ten slime were given, and you know that
the other guy's son died first.
Died first, and the other one's still alive. Let's say.
And you know, but there were no mix-ups.
No mix-ups.
There were no mix-ups. You know, so it was his son.
The money
would go back to the chavero and not to the main, according to this, possibly. According to this, because it's considered as if he's doing it, but the other one gets the schus of doing it, of the mitzvah. Okay, good. So the Gemara didn't give that answer. So that's what the Gemara said. Ba bahar sha'a. The Gemara came bahar sha'a. That it was a power of attorney. As I mentioned, according to most Rishonim, again, this could be a machlokas amoraim in Baba Kama Daf Ayin. To read that Gemara over there. But according to most Rishonim, harsha'a is something stronger than shlichus. And even for some halachic context, where a shliach would not be strong enough, a mursha would be strong enough. A mursha is a real stand-in for a shliach. That's a harsha. Says the Gemara, v'amr nahardai, but how could you say we're talking about a case of harsha here? V'amr nahardai, but didn't they say in nahardai, lo kasvinan adrachta amitaltali? Adrachta is like a harsha. We don't write a document that says you're allowed to take from Mitaltalin. But if I write a harsha, if I give you a harsha that you could collect on my behalf, so that only works by karka, says the Gemara. It's not going to work by Mitaltalin. It doesn't work for Mitaltalin. Why doesn't it work for Mitaltalin? We'll see soon. Says the Gemara. And here we're talking about Mitaltalin. Talking about collecting the five slaim back from the Kohen. So why should this work if Harsha doesn't work for Metaltalin? So the Gemara answers, Hani Mili Hechata Kafre. It only doesn't work for Metaltalin if he denied it. If the Lova already denied it, so then it would not work. Aval Hecha Delo Kafre Kasvinan. But if the Lova, if the one who owes has not denied it yet, so then you can write a harsha up. So let's go back for a minute. What is the reason that you can't write a harsha on Metaltalin? So that's 2 days of the Gemara Baba Kama Dafayin. 2 days. The Gemara says there, one day, why don't you write harsha, my taima, omer le mishum de Rabbi Yochanan, because of the din of Rabbi Yochanan, that's how this came up in Perek Meruba. Damar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a statement, gozal lonos yashua, bailam shemen yichom hakdisha. If somebody steals something from me, I cannot be makdashi because it's not in my physical possession. He cannot be makdashi because it's not his. Zelafi shena shalo, vzelafi shena brishuso. So that's the reason you can't write a harsha metalatan. What does that mean? A harsha means I give you permission to collect my stuff. But what do you mean? I can't give you permission to collect my stuff if it's in the other guy's rishus. So that's reason number one. It's fundamentally, I am disconnected from my matalatan, from my karka. Karka is in an exelus. Karka, wherever it is, it's brishus of the mari isa. But if somebody steals it from me, if somebody takes it from me, if somebody is preventing me from getting it, so then that would be a problem. So that's the first reason, Rabbi Yochanan. Second reason is mechzi kishikra. It looks like you're lying. It looks like you're saying, you know, go collect my stuff, and the other guy's holding it. The other guy's holding it. It's metaltal and it's mechzi kishikra. So that's why it is a, you're not allowed to write it. Time at the kafri, the mechzi kishikra. Right, those are the 2 days quoted in the Arba B'Kama Defayin. The Rishonim there discuss whether our Gemara sounds like one or sounds like the other, but those are the two opinions quoted in Baba Kama. Just one Ha'ara from the Rishonim in the Harsha Sugya. This is in Shavuos. The Harsha comes up three places. Comes up right here. Comes up, you see on the side, Baba Kama Daf Ayin, and Shavuos Daf Lamed Gimel. The Rishonim in Shavuos Lamed Gimel, Tosfos, and the Ritva all say there that it is only a problem of Mechzi Kishikra, you can't write a Harsha, if the one who's holding the Metaltalin, already denied before you wrote the Harsha. So then, if he's saying, I'm not giving it to you, it's mine, then you can't write our show, because it looks like the Edom are signing on something false, because the guy has already denied it, and now you're writing, please go collect my thing. What do you mean your thing? The guy says it's not yours. But, says Tosfos, says the Ritva, if at the time that you write the Harsha, he hasn't denied it yet, then the Harsha is going to work, even if he denies it later. That's what Tosfos there says in Shavuos, that's what the Ritva says. What's the emphasis? Delo kitshuvas harif. Because the riff in the tshuva there says the harsha could be undermined even if there's a denial afterwards. Which is a big chiddush. But the Ritva there, in Shavuos Lama Gimel, quotes the tshuvas harif. V'kaz Rabbeinu al-fasizah b'tshuva, dehu adinim basar deksiva orchasa kafrei bebezdin, de betila orchasa l'mafreya. Wow. You can write a harsha. That's fine today, and then a week later when the guy denies having the property or that it's yours, it could undermine the harsha. And the Ritva says, the hikshu olav, how can you say that? The imkain, lo yu edim chayav in karbon akfirasan, mimanafsha. First of all, the edim won't be chayav for lying in that case, because at the moment, it wasn't clear. And then he quotes all these different problems with the shita, and he argues. He says, mi ubeikra din ein dvar shor bafasi mechuvarin. Mishun delishin to Gemara lo mashmahachi. It doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. Ela kol hecha dolo kafre kasvinan. Umahan yeksiva legamre. V'afo bisha kafre basof. Even though he's kofar at the end, he says, Teda, I'll prove it to you. To a taima delo kasvinan hainu mishum de mechzi kishikra. Because it looks like lying. V'alekalameimar elabat akafri kodem tziva. Dahashim is chazi ksiva derechaz kishikra. If you say it's even later, why is it mechzi kishikra when it's written? It's not mechzi kishikra. The Gemara says it's mechzi kishikra. So therefore he says, I disagree with the Rif. V'chein das haramban, v'chein das haramban. That's what Rishonim say. That's the das of Tosfos there in Shavuos Lama Gimel. That this issue was only if there was already a kfira at the moment of the chasima. The moment of the chasima. Okay, but that's harsha. Big topic. Baruch Hashem, we were able to touch on it a little bit. Okay, now we continue. Says the Mishnah in the last section. Zachar u'nekeva, Ein kan lekoin klum. If there was a male and female board, the coin doesn't get anything, because each one will say that they are the girl, the female was born first, and therefore there is no bechar. Tana Rav Huna. Rav Huna in a brisa, quotes a brisa that quotes a different case that wasn't in the Mishnah. What's the case? Shnei Zacharim v'Nekeva. Two males and a female that were born. What's the case here? Look at Rashi, fourth skinny line. Tani Rav Huna. Gabi shtei nashim shol shbeza nashim. Shelo bichru. Two men, right? Two husbands, two wives. They both have not had a firstborn yet. And they had two males and a female. Two males and a female. Shnei Zacharim v'Nekeva. Ein kam l'kohen klum. Whoa. The Kohen also has nothing here, even though you know for sure there was a Bechor born. Because there were two boys and a girl born. So even if you want to say there was a female born first to one of them, the other one had a Bechor. So still the Kohen doesn't get why, because each father could say, I had the girl first. I had the girl first. Vitana didan, why isn't that case in our Mishnah? Why isn't that case in our Mishnah? Kivan to bishnei anashim who to mishkachas la bishechad bishnei anashim lo mishkachas la. Because since in that case, if it would be one husband to the two wives, he would be chayv in bechar. Because then he for sure, one of his wives for sure had a bechar. So lo masi la, that's why it's not in our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah was only interested in cases where there's no difference between one husband and two husbands. Here there would be a difference between one husband and two husbands. You'd only say ein kam l'koin klum by two husbands. By one husband he'd be chayiv. That's why it's not in our Mishnah, but there's no machlokas here in turn between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So it's a question of what was listed in the Mishnah. Okay, moving right along. Says the Mishnah. Masnison, Mes HaBen B'Tok Shloshim. Okay, we're out of the mix-ups. Now we're in the regular case. Chiv. Regular case of Bechor. Mes HaBen. Right, Rashi again knows it's confusing based on the last few Mishnayos. So Rashi says, Abechoros Vadoin D'Almakoi. Talking about Vade Bechors now. So Mes HaBen B'Tok Shloshim Yom. If the Bechor dies within 30 days. Even if the five stone had been given to the Kohen already, you have to give it back. Right, because there was no chiv, you have to give it back. La'acher shloshim yom, avavisha lo nasa nitain. Right, if it's after 30 days the kid died, even if the kid died already, but you still have to give it, because there was a chiv at the day 30, day 31, which we'll talk about, Bezrat Hashem. Period. Interesting machlokas here, though, between Rashi and Tosus. Why is it, if the son dies within 30 days, you have to give it, if it was given already, it goes back? So Rashi says, because the kid was a nafel. The fact that he died within 30 days shows that he was a nafel. There was no chiv of a pidyon haben because he didn't have chiyus. Nafel, who Rashi says. Tosa says, you do not have to say that. Tosa says, maschel mace. Quotes Rashi. And then he says, no, b'china pirish kain. No, you don't have to say it's a nafel. Even if you know he was not a nafel. Let's say you know he was what's called kololo chadashav. He was a full-grown, healthy, mature, not healthy, mature baby. At right when he was born, afilu kimlon be dekalo chadashav beben chodesh talo rachmana. Still, ben chodesh talo rachmana. Therefore, if it doesn't live till 30, even if he's not quote unquote it was a nafel, which he didn't have a cheskas chayim. Even if you for sure he had a cheskas chayim, it's still the chiyuv kicks in. The chiyuv kicks in day 30. Oh, we're going to talk about that. What if the baby was killed before 30 days? Right, so that he wasn't a nafel. He just didn't live till day 30. Day 30, according to Tosfos, is when the chiyuv kicks in. Baby doesn't live till day 30. There is no chiyuv, even if he's not an Eifel. Even if he's not an Eifel. Good. According to Rashi, you have to ask, what if you know Kalo Chadashav? According to Rashi, would there be a chiyuv, a pidyon haben? Is there some type of conceptual chiyuv even beforehand? Right? It's not just about checking if he's an Eifel or not. Interesting machlokas. Okay, so that's Rashi and Tosfos. Continuing. Meis b'yom shloshim. What if he dies on day 30? Dies on day 30. So, two opinions in the Mishnah. Kiyom Shalafanav. Day dies on day 30, there is no chiyuv, according to the Tanakh. As if he died on day 29. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Im Nasan Lo Yito. Rabbi Akiva says it's a suffix. Says, Im Nasan Lo Yito. If you gave it to the coin already, then you can't take it back. Vim Lo Nasan Lo Yitain. And if he didn't give it yet, then he does not have to give it. Because, as we'll see, it is a suffix, according to Rabbi Akiva, on day 30. My Tamayo Drabanan. What is the shita? What's the sar for the Rabbanan that say day 30 is like day 29? right? Yom Kiyom Shalafanav. Gamri Chodesh, Chodesh be Midbar. He learns out Xer Shava from Midbar, from it says in the Midbar by the redemptions of the firstborns, right in the Midbar. The Gemara quotes the Rashi quotes the Pesukim. Uftu Yomi ben Chodesh Tifte, b'chokol b'char zochem ben Chodesh v'mala. Right, so you quote by Midbar you have the word Chodesh also. So ma hasam v'mala. There it says v'mala, 30 days and above, which means after 30, we assume, meaning 31. Chodesh v'mala means you start counting from v'mala, right? 31. Afachanami v'mala, so to hear, it really starts from day 31. Day 30 is like previous. Rabbi Akiva Masafkale. Rabbi Akiva is not sure whether to make that drasha or not. Why? Why is he not sure? Mi de itzrich lemichta v'mala gabi erichin v'lo gami mi midbar. Because there's another context which says v'mala. By erichin, it says v'mala. Erich, we know the end of the chukosai. Every person, depending on age and gender, has a value. Up to 5 to this, and 20 to 60, and male and female. Right? Everybody has a value. So thereby erichin has to say v'mala. So in two contexts in the Torah, it has to say v'mala. So Rabbi Akiva says, why do you have to have that by two? Maybe, if it's two psukim that tell me the same thing, so maybe it's to teach me that it only applies by those contexts, and by other contexts, you don't have v'mala. So Rabbi Akiva says, maybe on the one hand, I should say D30 is like after day 30, because you don't have v'mala here. Oh, Dilma, or no. Maybe you sure learn it from there. But here, this one is included in those Shnei Ksuvin. Why? Oh, Dilma, ki ein malamdin. When do we say that if you have two, you don't learn from there? La alma. You say, if to learn two, from those two contexts, to learn to a third context that you don't do. Because that's the principle of Shnei Ksuvin ein malamdin. Avalugufayu malamdin. But you can learn it to themselves. The two places where it says you can learn it. So here, this is one of those contexts. Because Midbar is Bechar. The context of Midbar is Bechar. So you would extend it at least till here. That's why Rabbi Kiva is not sure what to do. That's why day 30 is a Savik for him. If you gave the money already, so then he keeps it. If he didn't give the money yet, so then he does not have to give it. It says it by the Torah, but you might say it doesn't say it specifically by the mitzvah pidyon haben. It says it by Midbar. Even though there is talking about being podeb, so you might say that it's not exactly. Maybe what's the difference? Is that lugufayu? Does lugufayu mean content wise or area wise in the Torah? You might say that's the issue of lugufayu. Okay, so that is the suffix. Stop there for a minute. So we're saying here, what do you go, day 30, day 31, the exact time of when to do Pidyon HaBen is a major machlokas in the Achronim, the Shach and the Bach and the Magad Avram. What's the issue? The issue is, when the Torah says 30 days, like we're saying here, does it mean 30 days? That's one suggestion. It doesn't matter what time of day the kid is born. If he was born 5 minutes before Shkia, that's day one. Or, and that is the opinion of the Magen Avram in Arachayim. Magen Avram. Where is the Magen Avram? He's talking about Pidyon HaBen. The Magen Avram is only in Arachayim. Where would he be talking about Pidyon HaBen? So he would be talking about Pidyon HaBen in the Siman in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. That's the place where it looks. Shin Lamed Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'lo Cholzin, V'lo Miyamin, V'in Kontzin, you don't do Yibim, Chalitza, marriage, V'lo Makdishin, V'lo Marichin, Machrimin, V'ain Podin HaBen. Right, you don't do Gershin, unless he's a Shchivni, right, he's about to die, and you want him to be a, you want her to be a Grusha, not an Amana. Okay, but in all these cases, you don't do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. So, the Magen Avraham here talks about what if it falls out, day 31 is on Shabbos, and day 30 is on Friday, that's what he talks about. So the Magen Avraham there quotes, that if you look in Yaradeya, you look in the Bach and the Shach, they say, as long as it finishes a halachic month. What's a halachic month? 29 days, 12 hours, 793. What is it again? How many halakim? Right, it's 793 halakim. That is an exact, if you split a year up, a solar year, right, because that's what we go by lunar month. It's a solar year, but a lunar month, exactly equal. We have some mali, some chaser, because the month ends really in the middle of a day. So you can't like start the new month in the middle of a day, so you have to have some chaser and some mali. But really, a halachic month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim. Tashsag. Right? So, what?
Count from the second of birth or from the second of
So, maybe you should go. So, these achronim say you go by birth. Right? You go by birth, and that you have to have that amount of time from birth. Meis la'eis. That's exactly what you need. So that's what the Magen Avraham here quotes. He quotes from the Shach in Yeridaya. V'li nira dein lismach al zeh. Why? And then he quotes our Gemara. Meis b'yom lamid ki yom shalafanav, my time of derabanan chodesh b'midbar, kasha, my parech, my time of derabanan. What do you mean? We're asking what's the reason for the Rabbanan? That you have to go to, for ki yom shalafanav, ha'adayin lo kal lo chodesh. You didn't finish the, according to that svara, that you need, all this time period, if it's on this day, ki yom shalafanav, it's pashit. Because you don't have that yet. You don't have that amount yet. If it's day 30, always. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So anyway, he thinks our Gemara means that you have to have the full, and that's why the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to wait till day 31. So you'll be covered basically both ways. You'll for sure have 29, 12, 793, and you would also have the 30 days. Okay, that's the minhag to wait till day 31. There's a huge shaila. What about doing it at night? What about Leil Lamed Aleph? The Shach quotes a minhag of not being po de balayla. The Shach quotes that. The shaila is, number one, what the reason for that is, and number two, is that really the minhag? There are those that say, the Shari Tshuva quotes this, that if there would be more persume nisa, if the pigeon abundance is done at night, so then maybe you should do it at night. Right? Persume nisa, because this is related to makas becharos. Right, pigeon aben, and therefore, if you do a pigeon aben, nobody's going to come in the morning, and nobody's going to come in the afternoon. You have to do it at night. Everybody gets home from work. So, suggest the Ashari tshuva and other achronim also. Rav Avadya has a long tshuva about this, whether you do a pigeon at night. So that is the suggestion that it can be done at night. There are others that say maybe why should it be done during the day? Because makas bechoros. We did this mentioned this in a Parsha Shir, I think 3 years ago. Right, Parsha Shir, when exactly Makas Bechoros happened, right, the Mesechus Smachos quoted at the beginning of, the Brisa quoted at the beginning of Mesechus Smachos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started killing the firstborns at night, but they were ghosts of him until the morning, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen, right, and remember that Brisa, and he can't be Matame Lameis. Either way, but you know then that it finished by day. So to the Pidgin Abed should be by day, to parallel that. Others say, well, the night of Makas Bechoros was Laila Ki Yom Ya'ir, right, it was based on the Pasuk, that it was like daytime that night by Lel Shimurim. Either way, there are various reasons given for Pidyon Bayom, but if one has to do a Pidyon Balayla, so then one should ask a Shaila, there is flexibility in terms of being Po de Balayla, but one should ask a Shaila about that. Just one Shuva related to Pidyon Aben, and the time of Pidyon Aben, Rav Moshe, Yaredeya, Chelek Aleph, Simon, Kuf, Sadik, Vav. What's the Shaila? Bita'u v'hizminu krum l'pidyon aben b'yom shloshim la'is erev. People sent out invitations to the pidyon aben, and they wrote the wrong date. They wrote it too early. They wrote it, I think it was Leil Shloshim. B'dvar mashakavu kvar zman pidyon aben b'ta'us al yom shloshim la'is erev. V'shalchu azmanos l'lakim ayim. Everybody's coming. Right? Invitations. V'yia bazeh boshes v'kavad abriyas. Mayasu. Terrible embarrassment. Well, we messed up. Sorry. We messed up with the dates. So what's the halacha? You need a Rav Moshe for this. You need a Rav Moshe. Leaders like Rav Moshe. V'heshavti, shalani es daiti bofen kazeh, yicholum lasos apidyon achar tesa kachavim, shiyehei kfar b'yom lamed aleph. Oh, so meaning the night, they had it for the night, which was day 30. It was going into day 31, but they called it for day 30. They called it for 6 o'clock, and you basically just got to stall a little bit, says Rav Moshe. V'yavsha chaser adayin l'chaftes yon emechza v'tash zak chalakim. Even though you're missing that, shela hashach mashma she'en yucholun levdoso, as we just quoted that shach, the shach on the box say, you need that amount, right, 29, 12, 793, kivan de la magen avram yucholun levdos. Say the Gonelang Avram, it would work. Kitali lididei rak biyom lamed aleph. Ve'en yecholon leftoso biyom lamed. Achar shenasa bar choftes yom emetzah v'tash zag chalakim delo kashach. The Magen Avram also has a chumra. You need day 31, even if you've already had the 29, 12, 793 earlier. Right? There's a chumra nekula to each shita. But in this case, the mitzias was that you wouldn't have the 29, 12, 793, but you would have day 31. Lochein gam lekula b'yom lamed aleph yichon liftos af shalak adayin choftes yom etzav tachzak v'rayosa mechrachos. I like the Magen Avram, says the Rav Moshe. V'lochein b'makam boshes v'gadol kavad abriyas yish lasos apidyon af shehu shelo kemoshe noagin. De gadol kavad abriyas shedochel lo sasur. lo susser, which includes listening to the rabbis and includes following minhag, even though the minhag is to wait to cover your arbases with both after both of these shitas, but kedai magad avram lismoch alav b'makam kaved abrius.
Going back then a little bit in the Gemara, we're talking about cases where the guy gave the money to the Kohen clearly before.
The guy gave the money, but you have to say he said that the chalos should only be chal after. I think that's more against the minhag of saying, here's the maisa. We don't really do things like with delayed chalos bezman hazeh. We don't do good marriage with a delayed chalos. We don't do things with delayed chaluyos. You're right. That could have been another answer. Why couldn't he give it to him and nobody would know that this is really yours tomorrow? It's complicated because, let's say, if the money disappears before the chalos is, before the chalos kicks in, there's a big shaila. So, you know, I'd rather rely, says Rav Moshe, on a full-fledged shita in the Achronim, and it works now, rather than rely on something that's totally against the minhag, the type of pidgin haben that's done, and you might run into problems later. So I guess that's why he didn't suggest that. Okay, anyway, so that's the, that's Rav Moshe in Yoredei Chelek Aleph. The first, hopefully, of two Rav Moshes today. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, once we're talking about things on day 30, Hakol Modim Linia Velus, Yom Shloshim Yom Shalafanav. Everybody agrees regarding Avelus that the day of 30, right, is like Yom Shalafanav, meaning if a baby dies on day 30, there is no Avelus. Right? There's no Avelus. Why? Da'amar Shmuel, Halacha Kedever Meko Ba'avel. And it's a kula not to have the chiyuv of Avelus, so therefore one wouldn't sit Shiva. We're not talking about here Shloshim. I'm not talking about Shloshim. That, you know, right, it might be. But Halacha Kedever Meko Ba'avel is a huge topic. It comes up in a few places there in Maseches Moed Katan, where it's talked about all about Avelus. But that is the Shita of Shmuel relating it to here, whether there is Avelus or not. Vayter, says the Mishnah, Mesa'a B'toch Shloshim. What if the father died within 30 days? You're not sure if he gave Pidgin a Ben or not yet. B'cheska, Shalom Nifta, Achiyavi Raisha Nifta. We assume the kid was not redeemed yet. We assume the father did not do it before day 30. People don't pay chovos before their time. This is a chov, so therefore we don't assume it was done beforehand until there's a raya that he paid already. If the father dies after 30 days, we assume he did it. He's a tzaddik. He did it right away. We don't assume it was paid until the son could bring a raya, right? That shalom nifte. What does that mean? Look at Rashi, third line in the Mishnah. Asher yomru lo leben shetziva aviv b'shas misaso shalom nifte. Until the son comes and says, "My father told me before he died that he did not redeem me." How does that that could undermine the fact that there was a chazaka that he paid already? Uba amira sagi below edus gemura. Just saying that is good enough. Why the chazaka the machaskinel and the chazaka shenifta lav zui chazaka ma'al yisa? It's not a full fledged chazaka that he paid. It's not such a bona fide strong chazaka. And therefore, if the father says I didn't pay yet, he is and the son says that the father said that is good enough. Period. Next case. Who liftos who but all liftos? This is not the case we were talking about yesterday, where the son needs to be redeemed and there's a machlokes, who's going to pay? The father or the son? No, this is a case where the father is a bechor and the son is a bechor. And the question is, who is the father going to redeem first? The father just found out that he's a bechor and he was never redeemed, but he just had a firstborn son. So he has to redeem himself and his son. So who goes first? Who kodem lebeno? He goes before his son. His own chiyuv comes first. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, beno kodmo. Shemitzvaso al aviv, umitzvas beno alav. Rabbi says, no, he does his son first. Why? Shemitzvaso al aviv. His mitzvah is on the grandfather. His mitzvah is really on the grandfather. It's mefurish like the Rashba. We'll see who argues. But it's mefurish that you might have said, if you want to argue, his chiyuv started out on his grandfather, and now is on him, but you go by where it started out. But either way, the Pashas Rabbi Yehuda is that his mitzvah is on the father, who mitzvahs b'no alav, and the mitzvahs b'no is on him. So therefore, he does his son first, and then he does the father. Okay, Itmar, this is the case that we were just talking about. Hapodes b'no b'tosh loshem yom. What if somebody redeems his son within 30 days? Right, we have this way back in the first parak. So Rab Omar b'no padui, Ushmol Omar ain't b'no padui. Machlokes, whether it works if you do it within 30 days. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Dekule Alma, If you want it to kick in before 30 days, if a shor does not kick in. If after 30 days the chalos is going to kick in and the money is still there, it for sure works also. The machlokas is, ki pligi lachar shloshim yom nisach lamos. The question is whether it's going to work even if the money gets nisachlu, if it gets destroyed. So that's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. A case of hapode achshav, la'achar lamed yom nisach lamos. So Rav, Amar beno padui. Not there. Nisach lamos. Could be used also. Yeah. So Rav, the coin doesn't have it anymore. So Rav, Amar beno padui. It works even if the money's not there. Why? Midi dahavi akidu sheisha. Just like by marriage. If somebody marries a woman, the Gemara in Kedushin. So, just like by Kedushin Isa, it works. Just like over there, it works even if the money was Nisachlu. Rashi says, with your question, She'inan Ba'en, they're not Ba'en. I don't know, maybe if they're still in the world, right? Would you say, right, Nisachlu, if he spent it, would that be good enough? Does that have to be Ba'en to the person or to Ba'en in the world? Got to figure it out. Anyway, so says the Gemara, by marriage it would work. So Hachanami lo shno. So Rav says here too, it would work. Ushmuel Amar Lachoshmuel says no. Hasan biyado lakacha miyachshav. Over there, he can marry her today. So it's biyado. That's a koach in halacha. If something is biyadcha, so then you could also push it off. So therefore, here it's in your power. Hasan over there. Hasan biyado lakacha miyachshav. Hachim biyado lachos miyachshav. You can't do it now. That's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. It ends the Gemara. Even though usual rule is, we pass in like Rav, by Yisr v'Heter, we pass in like Shmuel, by Dine Maminis, here we pass in like Shmuel. Interestingly, what's the Afagav? The Afagav is that you would have thought that Pidyon HaBen is what? Is Isure. That's the afagaf. Kamash Balon, we pass like Shmuel. So how do you understand that? You might have said that. They have these lines like this. Okay, so that's a psak. No, this line might be saying lumdis. You might, even though you might say we should pass in like Rav, because there's Isser element here, there's a mitzvah element here. It's in Yoredeya. Hilchos Pidyon HaBen is in Yoredeya. It's not a Choshe Mishpat. Kamash Malon what? Kamash Malon, you're right. It's an exception to the rule. Or Kamash Malon, there's a major Dini Mominus element also, and that redefines this area of Halach, and that's why we pass in like Shmuel. Unclear, but why would we pass in like Shmuel? Right, if we always pass in like Shmuel, we don't pass in like Shmuel by Yisurim. Right, so interestingly, whether this line means anything conceptually or not, right? You can't build a shiur on it, but you can mention it in a daf yomi shiur. Says the Mishnah Tanan, Viter, Meis betoch lamed yom, if the kid dies within 30 days. Even if he gave it, he has to give it back. So time of the mace, mashba only because the kid died. Halo mace, but no padui. If the kid didn't die, sounds like it works within 30 days. Right, Kasha on Shmuel. No, how am I skinned? This is Lumos. That's a case where the money still exists. So even Shmuel would agree. Next, Tashman Bechaza Shalif Nifte, Ashevi Raisha Nifte. Again, you see, we assume that it was before 30 days. So sometimes it's still Lumos by Nayu. Again, where the most are by N. Tani Tama Kabid Rav Yehuda, a Brisa was set in front of Rav Yehuda. Remember, Rav Yehuda, Talmud of Rav and Talmud of Shmuel. So a Brisa said in front of Rav Yehuda, Hapodes Beno Betoch Shloshim Yom Beno Padui. The Brisa said, if you're Podi your son within 30 days, it works. Beno Padui. So Amarle Shmuel, Amarle, so Rav Yehuda says, Shmuel Amar, my Rebbe says, Ain Beno Padui. The At Amrit Beno Padui. Right, I know the Brises. My Rebbe said, "Ein beno padui," and you're telling me, "Beno padui tani, ein beno padui." Change it. The Bachid's in. Change it to ein beno padui. The Alagav the Kaimel and Karabi Surei Ukeshmuel Badine Hachel Zakavat to Shmuel. He says it again. Okay, again, Pashas. It sounds like it's not saying anything conceptually fundamental, but that is that then. Good. Next case. Who liftos? Ubeno liftos. Who kodem libno v'chulu? The case is, again, father and son are both firstborns. So who does the father redeem? Who does the father redeem first? Himself, the Tanakhama said, he redeems himself first. And Rabbi Yehuda said that he redeems his son first. Beno kodmo. So Tana Rabbanan. Who liftos? Beno liftos. Who kodem libno? Rabbi Yehuda. Omer beno kodmo. Shibizaz o'alav. Ibn mitzaz beno o'alav. Omer b'yirmiyah. Hakol modim. Everybody would agree. Hecha deleka elacha me slime who called him lebno. Everybody agree if he only has five slime. So all he has, so then he goes first. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree he goes first by taima. The mitzvah di day adif. That's the lashon that the Rivash. The Rivash is the one that argues on the Rashba. The Chuvas Rivash says the mitzvah pinyan ben is on the kid. Maybe beforehand it's on the father, but when he becomes 13, the chiyah mitzvah turns over to be on the kid. He says it over here from the lashon mitzvah didei adif. The tshuva of the Rivash, the context is what bracha do you make on pidgin aben? Do you say lid? Do you say ow? Right? The Gemara is in Psachim Dav Zayin. All the Rishonim have the different rules and regulations. So it depends. If you're doing a mitzvah for somebody else, you might say a different bracha. You might say ow instead of lid. So in that context, the Rivash says that pidgin aben is on the kid because of this Gemara right here. Mitzvah is didei adif. So everybody agrees that if you only have five slime, he does himself, the father. Ki pligi, kechadika chamesh mishubados. The Chamesh B'nei Chorin. What if he has five himself, and he has five Meshubid to a land that he already had sold to somebody else? So what do you do in that case? So Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Milva Haksuva Betorah Kiksuva Bishtar Damya. Rabbi Yehuda says, this Pidyon HaBen, which is Milva Haksuva Betorah, as we defined yesterday, is like it's Milva Bishtar. So a Kohen will be able to collect from Lekuchos. Vididei Ozo Batar Rabbi Mishabdi. And so regarding his, obviously he didn't sell his land before he was born, so the Kohen could go to the Lokeach and say, please give me my five slime. So the Kohen will take care of the fathers. Ubahani Chamesh B'nei Chorin, part of the brain. He'll use these five to do his son, and both will be taken care of. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And that's why he does his son, because the Kohen could do his own. For Rabbanan Sabri, no. Milbak Suva Bistar, Lavka Kuva Bistar Damya. The Kohen cannot go to the Lokeach. And therefore, Hilkach, and therefore all there is these five slime, which are you going to use it for? So mitzvah didei, adif. It's better to do his own mitzvah. He's going to do his own mitzvah. Two ha'aris, and then we'll stop. Number one, why should the Kohen be able to go to the Lokeach at all? It's mamon she'ein lo tovim. Why can the Lokeach say, oh, I'm not going to give it to you, Kohen. There are 4 million Kohenim. I'm not giving it to you. Isn't it a mamon she'ein lo tovim? So why should one Kohen be able to go and say, I want the money. So the Shita Lanodolami asked this in Kiddushin over there on Chavtes, and Shita Lanodolami says, you either have to say he wrote a Harshah from all the other Kohanim. Called the Kasav Le Yitzchak Harshah, right? Okay. And number two, or it was a Makiri Kahuna, which the concept comes up with in Gemara. It's a Kohen who this guy, this father, always gives his Matnas Kahuna to. So it's Makiri Kahuna, which already he has a leg up on all the other Kohanim. Number one. The other issue that's quoted by the Achronim, Rav Moshe, is a very important yesod. And that is, this is in the posthumous volume, Chelek Ches, the first posthumous volume. In Chelek, Archaim, Chelek Hey, Simin Mem Aleph, he only has five slime, so why should he have to do the mitzvah at all? Hamavaz Mizayvabil, Yosef Yechomesh. You don't have to make yourself poor to do a mitzvah. Just like Esrog, you don't have to give your last dollars to buy an Esrog. So why here should you have to give anything? So Rav Moshe says, a very important yesod, and it's quoted also in the name of the Chazon Ish, and even in Kiddushin, right? Says that Rav Moshe, you only say the principle that there's a limit on how much you have to spend for mitzvahs by mitzvahs that inherently aren't about spending. An Esrog, theoretically, you can have an Esrog tree, and you don't have to pay anything for an Esrog. You don't have to. So then, that's what we say, there's a limit for how much you have to pay. But if the mitzvah inherently is to pay something, to give something, you can't say, oh, you don't have to give, there's a limit on how much you have to do for a mitzvah. No! This is the mitzvah! The mitzvah is five slime! So you don't have a limit there. Pidyon HaBen Torah Chiyavto Benesina Sach Kesef Dafka Vadechayev Af Ani Im Ach Yeshla Heislaim Af Shehim Kol Nechasev Lo Yishar Lo Klum Kechom Mitzvah Shatorah Chiva Lo Chom Yishi Yeshla Achevetz Shabam Mekayman Es HaMitzvah L'Kayim Osa. And therefore he says Zeh Nachon U'Pashut. Aye, why do we say this also by Aliyah L'Regel? Of course, another context there. So Aliyah L'Regel also, theoretically you can walk. You don't have to have any expenses. It's also there, whenever you have to explain all the mitzvahs that don't have this limit, it's a case where inherently one, if one has to spend money inherently, so then the limit does not apply. only applies by mitzvah that you don't have to do it inherently. I'm sorry, that's where Aliyah L'Regel comes up. So Achlamad, Aliyah L'Regel, who yachal l'kaima b'halicha b'raglov, b'loshem otzos, v'nimsa otzos, who rach l'anos atzmo, v'yemkeni, shayach l'pacho, mi'aliyah, machmach shazorach l'hotzi, kol nachasav, v'chiv l'as l'regel, ze nachon. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, we will continue, B'Hashem, with other inyanim. Tomorrow's next Mishnah is a Mishnah that's quoted in Kiddushin, spoken about the Rishonim there, related to different payments. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shiur again was sponsored by Badia and Eddie Jacobs in loving memory of Dr. Chuck Feldman, Le Shamashev and Aliyah. We again thank them for their sponsorship.